Welcome to Mission Critical, a podcast about the big picture, the purpose, and the values that drive today's most game-changing companies, entrepreneurs, and leaders. I'm your host, Lance Chung, Editor-in-Chief of Glory Media, and I'll be introducing you to a group of brilliant minds who are making an impact on the world and forging the path ahead. While they may all be very different from each other, the question remains the same. What's your mission?
On this episode, we're featuring power couple, PWHL Ottawa player Emerence Massmeyer and Olympian Genevieve Lacasse. Please give a big round of applause. Thank you both for joining us today. I know you had a long drive the other day, so we really, really appreciate you coming into town and being able to share your energy, your insights, and your time with us. We really, really are excited to chat. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. I don't know why, but there were rumors yesterday that we drove from Saskatoon. It's not true. We came from Ottawa, so yeah. not a far drive.
Yeah, exactly. So when we think about power couples, you both truly embody what it means to be a dynamic duo that can really seemingly do it all. Just for some context for our audience, can you share a bit about your journey as a couple in the world of professional hockey and how you've kind of really navigated your careers alongside each other? Emerence, maybe we'll start with you.
Sure. Well, we started dating in 2015, and at that point, we were both playing with Team Canada, and that was my first year on the national team, and your third, maybe?
Third, yeah.
So we played many years together on the national team, a few different world championships. We never went to an Olympic Games together, but we've both been to Olympic Games. So we spent most of our time, our dating time, playing on the same team, which is an interesting dynamic when you're both goaltenders and competing for ice.
Yeah, that's an important detail not to leave out. Not only on the same team, but competing for the same starting position of goaltender. So that definitely made the dynamic interesting. But we just left hockey at the rink, and home was home.
Yeah, we were perfect. We never brought it home.
We never.
And then now, so Genevieve's retired. She just retired this season, and working for the league. You can maybe explain your role a little bit.
Yeah, I work in corporate sponsorship sales with the PWHL, so kind of did a nice transition from being a player, doing my schooling while I was playing, doing my MBA, kind of try to network and speak with people as much as I could, but never really had time to start another career other than hockey. So luckily hockey, gave me that opportunity to start my new career.
Yeah, it's such a unique path that you've both taken together and really been able to experience together. In what ways do you think, with that in mind, your skills and strengths have really complemented each other throughout this whole journey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would say I'm a little bit more of the spontaneous, not that
easygoing.
You're not fun, easygoing, will probably leave late for practice, might miss a training session because I didn't even know what was happening. So having Emerence come into my life was quite magical for my hockey career. We left for the rink about 20 minutes early from when I would have left, and I didn't even have to keep track of my schedule. Emerence just said, this is what we're doing, this is when we're leaving, and I just hopped on board. And so it was very advantageous for me. I'm not sure what I brought to the table for you, but...
Let me think. No, I'm just kidding. You've been, a great kind of the balance for me, because I am very type A, and I'm like, okay, this is our schedule, this is how we're going to get to here, and this is the plan. And so it's good in a lot of ways, but sometimes you miss living in those moments. So in a lot of ways, she will slow me down and say, okay, let's go do this, like, let's have fun right here, right now. And I feel like in my hockey journey, like, I was so goal-driven my whole life, that it's like you oftentimes will miss that process. And I think that, yeah, you've brought that balance into my life where now, in having your perspective now from the outside, slightly outside, you bring a good perspective for me when I'm taking myself too seriously at the rink.
Complementing skill sets and personalities.
Yes.
Emerence, this year we saw the inaugural PWHL season. What did this first season mean for you, and how do you think it really has contributed to your growth as an athlete and as a leader as well?
Yeah, it's been outstanding. I think the expectations I don't even know what our expectations were. Like, we had heard our first games were sold out, and at that moment I thought, okay, is this just going to be the first game of the season that's sold out, and it's going to plummet after that? No, like, all of the games were basically sold out, and so just knowing, you know, we had that much support and, you know, the investment behind our game, and we now have the resources behind us where we can actually show up at the rink and be hockey players and not worry about anything else when we're there. And we hadn't had that before. Like, we have a full support staff. And so I think for me, I'm not old, but I'm in, you know, the latter part of my career, and I didn't think I would ever get to experience that. I think the best that I had was in college. Like, that was probably the most professional setting that I had, and with Team Canada as well. But once I graduated school, you were doing a lot of the planning, and you were kind of all of the different roles within your hockey career. And so now I get to go to the rink and be that hockey player and work on my game. And, like, that's really awesome at 29 years old that I feel like I'm able to really hone in on little details of my game, and I think that I haven't peaked yet.
Can you talk about, actually, for some people that might not have as much insight or perspective on that journey as athletes, what are the support systems that you needed to cover on your own, and what are the things that you needed that kind of pulled you away from being able to focus singularly as an athlete and just showing up to the ice as an athlete versus all the other things that you had to worry about? Can you share a little bit of that?
Sure, yeah. I would say, like, just something as simple as equipment, just trying to figure out, where do I get my skate sharpened? Who can fix my gear? Bringing your, like, laundry home, your equipment home every day. And as a goalie, you have a lot of equipment. So when we lived in condos, it wasn't very fun. But even just, you know, our mental skills, just having full-time coaches. And for me as a goalie, and same as Genevieve, like, it's a very specialized position. So it's important that we have that one-on-one time with a goalie coach. And for many years, we didn't have that. And a lot of the time, it's out of our own pockets. We have to go, you know, seek out ice and pay for the ice and the time of our goalie coach. And, I don't know, many other resources that, yeah, I guess you don't really think about when you have them. It's just very nice when you do have them. But when you don't, you're like, okay, I need to plan out all these things. Or rehab and therapy, you're going out and finding those resources yourself.
Yeah, wow. Genevieve, you've now experienced life as a pro athlete as well as a leader within a sports organization as manager of corporate sponsorships and sales in the PWHL. What was the transition like for you from being a player to working for the league, and how did you find new fulfillment and purpose in this kind of transition in your career as well?
Yeah, so it wasn't the smoothest transition for me, I would say. You know, I've been on the national team since 2012, and in 2021, I got the call that I was cut from the 2022 Olympic team. And you go from being on this team for years, and, you know, you have to remake the team multiple times a year, but getting that phone call and just being completely devastated, like, it was definitely a traumatic experience. Like, I've put every effort of my last, you know, 10 years into this. And now they don't want me anymore. And so luckily with them support, it was like, you know, where do I start? So rebuilding my body, like, I know my body was something, I was injured a lot towards the end. So, you know, get shoulder surgery, get my back healed up, like, just start feeling good again. I was just volunteering. I was living in Calgary with Emrence while she was training for the 22 Olympics. I was volunteering at the Ronald McDonald House, going for jogs, like, listening to podcasts, doing networking, like, just took a year to myself, and spoke with a lot of old teammates who had retired, and they were like, don't jump into something right now, like, take your time, you're going to have the rest of your life to work, like, yeah, 1 year is not the end of the world kind of thing. So I took a full year off of hockey, and decided, you know what, I want to play one more year. I want to end on my own terms, not on Hockey Canada's terms. And so I played in our Players Association a year ago, and had one of the most fun years of hockey. I had a smile on my face at practice every day, and you know, I love games, I love adrenaline. Practices can be a little bit boring, but I made the best of those practices. Like I feel like I really showed up in a different way for that last year and just enjoyed every moment of it. And then, you know, once that was over, it was, you know, let's figure out what my next steps are, and contacted some people at the league that it was starting up, and figured out sponsorship sales was something I would like to give a shot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
With my business background and, you know, liking to be creative and everything, and being kind of a startup environment too with the PWHL, it's allowed me to do a lot more than just sponsorship sales too. I'm working on, you know, some of our sports betting and some different policies and different things like that. So very lucky with, you know, when timing of everything has happened.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much changing and the landscape is constantly evolving. So there's so much to, I think, kind of capture within that role, and so much coming down the road as well. You mentioned the Olympics. So, you know, in both your professional paths, you both alternated between who made the national team. Emirates, you were released from the 2018 Olympics team while Genevieve was on it, and then vice versa in 2022. In what ways was that a learning experience for both of you, and going through that together? And how did you balance kind of like the mental health aspect of it while also supporting your partner, each other?
That's a good question. It was a journey for us, and it's something that we wish didn't happen. It didn't happen, but at the same time, we learned a lot about ourselves individually, but also us, like as a couple. And in 2018, we were a younger couple then, and we didn't handle it the best way, to be honest. We would just kind of ignore the fact, not have the conversations around what had happened to us. We were more in a survival mode. Like, I was living in Calgary at the time with Genevieve, and we decided that it would be best if I moved to Montreal, and because the team for the Olympic years is based in Calgary. And so for me and my mental health, I felt that stepping and having physical distance from the team would be really healthy. But we didn't have a lot of conversations around what had happened to us. It was like, she's on, you know, this journey, she's achieving her dream, and then I'm going to be over here and do my thing. And a lot of our conversations were surface level. So we didn't handle it very well, to be honest. And then, unfortunately, but I guess fortunately at the same time, it happened again in 2022, roles reversed. And we had a lot of difficult conversations, a lot of open, honest conversations with each other about how we handled it the first time around, and we both recognized we didn't handle it the right way. And there, you know, it's not an easy situation, that's for sure. But now we had that experience of being in each other's shoes, and we are different people, so we're going to handle the different roles differently. But this time we had the tools, and, you know, we got therapists, we learned how to talk with each other and how to help each other through that time, but also be a support. And she was amazing for me through that whole season, and I know she was going through one of the most difficult times of her life. So I think with that, we've just learned how to really communicate and have those difficult conversations. And so it's setting us up well in our relationship going forward. And yeah, anything you want to add?
Yeah. No, I'd say too, you know, through the COVID years, I know a lot of people went through some darker times throughout COVID, but that was a time that we put a lot of work into ourselves individually and into our couple too. And even, you know, it was 2-3 years after the 2018 Olympic year, but we ended up actually bringing that back as a couple and working through it and what were the challenges that we had faced. And we kind of were able to bury what had happened and learn from it. But it took us quite a few years to get to that point where we could actually speak about what had happened and, mm-hmm. and actually figure it out. So once 22 came, it was kind of a lot easier because we had already dealt with 18, 2-3 years later, and we had that strong
tools.
Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, fast forward to more recent history. This past year has been quite a whirlwind for you both. You've gotten married, the inaugural PWHL season. You found out you were pregnant and then won another world championship. No big deal. So what has been a big takeaway for you both from the last, 10 to 12 months?
Oh my gosh.
Well, we bought a house.
Oh yeah, we bought a house.
Oh, you bought a house. Yeah. Because and now you're renovating.
Renovating while we're expecting. It's good. Good formula. I don't know. What would be a big takeaway? I feel like I kind of touched on it earlier, but just enjoying the process. Like, there's just been so much change in our lives, and wonderful change. Like, we have been wanting all these things for so long, and somehow it's just been dumped on us this year, and we're really fortunate that it's all aligned how it has. But yeah, I think we're just trying to really embrace the unknown and the uncomfortability around all these new these changes in our lives, but we're having an absolute blast doing it. Like, we're... Yeah, I would say this has been a really, really fun year for us.
Yeah, no, it was, we were like, do we start fertility process? Do we not? We don't know where we're living. I don't fully have a job yet.
Emerence,
we didn't know what was happening with the league, where she was playing. Like, is she going to get drafted to New York? How is that going to work with us? And then we thought back to, like, our parents. They were, like, 20 years old when they had us. And I was like, I think we have it a bit more figured out than they do at 20 years old. So we were like, you know what, let's just go for it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. And then all of a sudden, all of these things just started lining up for us. And it was, yeah. So I would almost say, like, it was just, we just kind of let go. And we're like, let's just go for it. The fact that I retired from hockey kind of helped too, because as an athlete, you're literally pouring everything that you have into that sport. You put everything in your life to the side. You're just, we'll deal with that later. We'll buy a house when we know where we're going to live. We'll, do this. Like, you're putting everything to the side, and you're just singularly focused on your sport. So being able to be removed from that a little bit too, it kind of opened up our world and just adding a bit of balance too.
Definitely.
To your life.
And yeah.
I think that's helped out your hockey in the end too.
And I'm sure our baby will add some balance to my life, too.
In this room, we have not only athletes and, like, brand managers and agents, but we also have people who are leading organizations that work with youth and young athletes as well. So, Emerence, what would you say, like, for those individuals, is your advice that you would give to young athletes, or even your younger self, on really, the aspiration of making it in professional sports?
Mm-hmm. I would say, enjoy the process. Like, I keep mentioning that, but it goes so fast, and there's a lot that you can learn when you have those pitfalls or you hit a speed bump and in the road. But it's a lot of fun. You learn a lot from yourself in those moments, and kind of the sky's the limit after that. Like, you can learn a lot, and I think obviously we have these goals, and when you make it to those goals, you realize, okay, this is awesome, but the best part of it was the journey and the people you surround yourself with. And so, yeah, I would say just enjoy the process. Learn about yourself, ask questions, use your resources. Don't be afraid to reach out to get help. Just really focus on that process.
I think that's, like, such a key thing too, is, like, utilizing your resources, your network, your community, and, like, not being afraid to, like, just ask for opportunity and put it out there, because the worst that's going to happen is just you'll be in the same boat that you're in. But the best thing that could happen is that you could just open up a whole universe of opportunity just from reaching out to people who genuinely do want to help and see you succeed as well too, right?
Yeah, and I think too, like, when you're a young athlete or young, in the business world, you oftentimes want to present that you have it all together, but you're just learning. It's your first time being exposed to so many different things. And the people that you're talking to and surrounded by, they were once in your shoes. Mm-hmm. And so I think on one hand, just recognizing that and being okay with, like, being humble and saying, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? Or on the other, end of it, if you're someone who's a veteran at something that you're, in your field, then kind of recognize when those people come into your life and they need help and they need guidance, like, be that helping hand and, let go of the facade and bring that human aspect.
Yeah. And similarly, Genevieve, what would you say is your best advice for people who are looking to pursue a career and opportunities on the business side of sports and really want to just make an impact in that area?
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, it's reaching out, networking, talking with people. There's so many different avenues within sports that you can go into, so trying to figure out, you know, what makes you tick, like in terms of that sport world. I didn't know what happened on a game day until this year, and I showed up to the rink and, you know, first PWHL Ottawa game, showed up 3 hours early and meeting with their business director, Aaron, and we're ripping around the rink going here and there and putting stickers on shovels that are going to shovel the ice. And like the amount of staff that were there too, I was like, the players have no idea of all these different roles of possibilities as well. Like there's so much that happens. So just exposing yourself to all of it. And
Well, for your question for you both, how do you hope to make an impact in sport and really like the next generation of athletes as well who are coming up and seeing the inaugural season of PWHL, seeing people, women who are operating at the executive levels, what's kind of the greatest hope for yourselves to really provide, carve out that pathway for the next generation?
Yeah, I think kind of up until this season, I've been so focused on my on-ice performance and trying to inspire and impact with my performance. And I think this kind of goes with like the last panel, but for me, I've started exploring social media and connecting with my community online, and that has been really, really rewarding. And I know that even for us, like we didn't really tell our story in our relationship until we got married. We had a hard launch. Like, we just said, we're married. And everyone's okay. Like, and we've been dating for 8 years. But we, you know, we had an interesting dynamic where we were competing against one another, and we didn't want to have that be the forefront of our identity. We wanted to be the athlete first. And so we chose to kind of leave that in the shadow for the time being. But now that we've kind of put our relationship out there, we're able to help so many people and kind of have those authentic and open conversations, you know, within the LGBTQ community. And it's been really rewarding, but also we're learning so much in that process. And yeah, I think just being able to influence and impact off the ice as well, like that's really important for me. And I'm excited to see what the next handful of years look like.
Yeah.
I would say too, like through working in the sports partnership world, in women's sports, you know, some of the partnerships that we've built this year have been some that haven't really been seen in sport before. So like our Barbie partnership, I know Barbie was brought up in the previous panel, but you know, they're not a brand that's, you know, had a rink board before at, you know, at ice level and everything. So being able to come up with those, and then, you know, we had some really cool storytelling with a younger girl hockey player and one of our PWHL players for each team, and just kind of be able to grow the game that way. And then also through those partnerships, having community aspects and how can we impact that next generation, mixing brands with players, with the league. Like, it's just been a very neat way of seeing things.
Yeah, well, I have to say that the impact that you're having as, you know, leaders within the PWHL from an executive leadership standpoint, as well as just the visibility that you're providing as a queer couple too, is going to have a ripple effect and is really going to contribute to a much bigger picture around what sports and culture can look like down the road. So thank you for everything that you do and everything and the work that you're doing. A big round of applause. Thank you. I wanted to take a quick moment to see if anyone has any questions for either of our two. Yes, Matt.
Who's the better goalie?
Controversial question.
Let's check the stats. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if you check the stats,
I actually have
of
no
my
idea.
Last season.
Yeah, her last season, her stats were better than mine for sure.
Yeah, there you go. we'll leave it at
we're
that.
We're different goalies. We're both effective.
Very.
And we're not competitive at all.
Oh, like my gosh.
Board games in the house, you know? We could say who has the lead in that.
We've gotten better. That was in our vows, is, you know, board games being better losers and winners. So we're working on it.
Yeah, there hasn't been any board flips since
our
wedding.
Recently.
So not recently, yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
Any more controversial questions? yes, over here.
A lot. I would say the biggest thing is travel. In the CW, we often would fly the same day as we played. And if you have a delayed flight, that meant just showing up at the rink and playing. And then oftentimes getting back on a flight to go back home right after early the next morning. So really not good on recovery in the hips. So that would be the biggest thing, is we're really being taken care of in terms of that, just rest and recovery and what's optimal for our bodies.
Any other questions? Yes, over there. Oh, yeah, you in the cap.
Yeah, so have you noticed any changes in how people interact with you now that you're married and that it's out there in the open? Like, do you feel you're getting treated differently or the same, or how do you feel your interactions with
you? Yeah, I think it's been a very positive experience for us. I think we have a lot more meaningful conversations with people, and when you kind of put yourself out there and you're authentic and you say, here's our story, and let people in, then they want to share theirs too. And so it's been magical, honestly, just having those conversations with individuals we don't even know, right? Like, we don't really understand what our reach is.
There was an autograph signing for season ticket holders in Ottawa, and I was just around, like, hanging out with the business staff and everything like that, and then I had, you know, one couple come up to me and be like, hey, love what you and Emrence are doing on social, mostly her social media, not really mine. Love what you guys are doing. And, you know, my wife and I love watching your videos. And then, you know, they're talking to me. And then next thing you know, we have more people coming and talking and more. And
you were signing autographs.
Well, then I ended up, there was a line in front of me. And I was like, I am not a player. Like, do not line up in front of me. They're like, yeah, but you're Emrence's wife. And I was like, that's a new one. Like, that's pretty cool. But yeah, they wanted me to sign next to her name on all their jerseys and everything, which was pretty cool.
I was ready to leave the rink, and I'm calling her. I'm like, where are you? She's like, I'm just signing autographs upstairs. What?
Yeah.
No big deal.
But people will come up to us at the rink, you know, all the time. They'll come up to me while Emrence is playing, and they'll just start chatting me up. And I don't know who you are, but yeah, let's have a chat. And they've kind of had an inside view of what our life is like, what we are willing to share. And
One more question did we have over here? Yes, last question there.
That's a great question. Obviously not my time management, because I had my assistant over here. No. You know, I would say you're in a locker room with all kinds of characters when you're playing sports, and all different types of coaches. So, you know, coaches are kind of your boss, but you also have a good personal relationship with them. But now you're in the workforce, just keeping on building those relationships. Like, I love my team that I work with. And, yes, we get on calls and, you know, we talk business and whatever, but we talk about each other's families and what you do on the weekend, and just like building a deeper connection, like an actual human connection, versus it just being, you know, straight to business all the time. And I find like I trust my coworkers so much, and it's made my job so much more enjoyable. And I'm, you know, even though we're a small team of four, I still get that locker room kind of experience, even though I work from home and we're on Teams call, but, you know, we're able to shoot the crap and, you know, whatever it may be. But I don't know if that's a skill, but just building, like, a human connection with people, because Yeah.
But even like your roles within, like, I feel like owning your role, like that's something you talked about as like you, as a athlete, like you, sometimes you're the star and sometimes you're the alternate goalie. Like it happens, right? You play all the different positions and you need to own that role that you're in. So I feel like that's been a big transition for you too, is, you know, you were that star goaltender and now coming in, you're kind of the rookie again.
Yeah.
And you've been that before with hockey. So it's, I mean, from outsider perspective, like watching you kind of integrate into that role and say, yeah, okay, like I don't know a lot about this. I know what I know. I've gone to school. I have my education, but I don't have the experience in this, but I have a lot of skill sets. I'll bring what I do best. But just kind of, yeah, I guess owning that role of being that rookie again and learning, being
doing
the student.
The grunt work.
Yeah.
We're not in an office, so I can't do all the copying and stapling, but, you know, I'd be the coffee fetcher for sure.
You'd bring good music for sure.
Good music, oh yeah.
Definitely.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing your story and your insight. It was really lovely for me to be able to chat with you on this and for our audience to be able to take everything in. So another big round of applause for you.
If you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you liked, who you'd like to see on the show, and anything else you want to share. To keep up to date, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Until next time, ask yourself, what's your mission?